Please rise. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is taken from the Holy Gospel, specifically the words from the Gospel according to St. Mark. Jesus said, "Be on guard, be alert. You do not know when that time will come. It is like a man going away. He leaves his house and puts his servants in charge, each with his assigned task, and tells the one at the door to keep watch. What I say to you, I say to everyone, watch." You may be seated. My dear friends in Christ Jesus, when our Lord Jesus came the first time, his first advent, few people were really found ready. Actually, very few people even knew that he was born. Yet at his second advent, it will be the same, except everyone will know it, as you've been hearing over the last three Sundays. Many people will be caught by surprise. So we, his children, must be diligent. We must be on guard, be alert. We must be watchful. Does this mean, as we just spoke with the children, that we just kind of stand around or sit around and kind of gaze into the sky and hope that Jesus comes eventually? That way I have nothing else to do? Absolutely not. Jesus tells you this morning what he means when he says this, that we are to be on guard, to be alert. Jesus says it is like a man who is going away. He leaves his house and puts his servants in charge, each with his assigned task. You and I have assigned task. Jesus is not a God of confusion, and he has not left us in a state of confusion. God is not a God of chaos. The Lord has given to each and every one of you a vocation. Now, normally you will hear a little Greek here, maybe some Hebrew, but today, how about a little German? He's given you a Sitzenleben. Sitzenleben means that he has given you a station in life. You have a vocation, as we say in Lutheranism. And what is that vocation? Mother, father, grandmother, grandfather, son, daughter, farmer, factory worker, whatever it may be. Almost everything you do, dear friend, is a vocation, is a Sitzenleben that the Lord has given to you. And oftentimes we overlook that. It's true that we are his servants, and we must continue the labors for the sake of our Master, our Lord Jesus. Even if we do well, we cannot claim reward, but only say that we are truly unworthy servants. When we truly examine ourselves to see if we are worthy, certainly we see that we aren't deserving. We aren't deserving of our Lord's grace and his mercy. We aren't even deserving of his forgiveness. In fact, none of our service is truly selfless and giving. You see, we have this problem, it's called sin, and our sin has penetrated so deeply into us that all of our actions are spoiled. Our motivations are rarely pure. We keep secret grudges. We take pride in our goodness. We are unwilling to submit to our Lord and our Master. Therefore, people today are unwilling to submit to husband or to wife or to the authorities. This is what we see in Missouri now. Believing that they are right, that they are good, that they are the self-righteous one. Oh, they never do anything wrong other than riot and burn down businesses and cause general mayhem. Yes, it is true. As Isaiah has told us this morning in the Old Testament, All our righteous acts are like filthy rags. We are all shriveled up like a leaf. And we know what happens to those dead leaves. The wind blows them away. Now, I was going to be bold this morning, and I was going to bring in a filthy rag. But if I did that, you would see how idiotic it would be, because the filthy rag that Isaiah is speaking about is something that the ladies in the congregation know well. Yes, the filthy rag is a menstrual rag, a menstrual cloth. That's how God sees our works. It's abhorrent. It's smelly. It's awful. So therefore, as we await our Lord's return, He tells us, even in our sinfulness, that we are to be on guard, that we are to be alert, that we are to be awake. Yet, we cannot remain on guard and alert all by what we do. Oh, no, 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 no. It's not about what we do, as the kids have heard. It's about what Jesus has already done for us. We are made to be on guard. We are made to be ready. We are made to be alert by God's gifts of forgiveness and the great gift of faith that He has given to each and every one of you at your baptism. Repentance. Repentance includes sorrow in our hearts because what we have done, and yes, by what we have left undone. In repentance, we realize that our very best just isn't good enough, because it's not. Repentance gives up. It lets go of any hope of earning any wages by our labors, since, as Scripture tells us, the wages of sin is death. If rewards are to come our way, they will only be by a generous, gracious, merciful Lord, our Master Jesus Christ. Faith. Faith means always trusting in Jesus. Faith receives His good gifts. Faith believes in this righteousness that we receive from our Lord, the righteousness that He gave to us here from the cross. It believes in the graciousness of your Lord. Faith receives the forgiveness of Christ, one for each and every one of you, here upon the cross. Now, my dear friends, I have to tell you, some people have real trouble with this. They think that some of their sins, they are so bad, they are so abhorrent, that Jesus couldn't have possibly died for them. No, 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 no. Jesus died for all sin, and it doesn't matter what it is. He died for each and every one of your sins and my sins, and by His blood they are washed away. When we repent of that sin, when we confess that sin, faith leads us to believe that we are forgiven of that sin. You see, there is no sin too big for our Lord and for our Master. Faith hears and believes the words of Jesus, "I forgive you of all your sins." Faith hears and believes the words, "Take, eat, given for you." Faith hears and believes the words, "Take, drink, shed for you for the remission of all your sins." Faith recognizes that in word and sacrament, we are commended as worthy, hardworking, diligent servants in whom your Master is well pleased because of the great and glorious work of your Lord and Master. All your labor are accounted as righteous. Therefore, we are to be in guard. We are to be alert. We continue steadfast in the faith. We continue to cling to Him and to never let go, to never let go of Him. Rather, we must let go of our own self-righteousness. We must let go of our own apathy. We must let go of those things that draw us away from the cross and draw us away from the altar, from his body and blood, that draw us away from this place. For those things out there are meant for our death, our spiritual death. But in here are the holy things, the sacred things of God, for the forgiveness of your sin. The things in here are meant for your life and for your salvation, for the strengthening of your faith. Therefore, dear friends, we remain in repentance, recognizing that we are unworthy servants, yet we are watchful of the great and glorious return of our Lord Jesus. For there we know, as we have heard, as we stand before him, we will stand to his right side as his dear little lambs, justified by his blood, justified by his work. And he will say to you, and he will say to me, come, come into your inheritance, prepared before the foundation of the world. Jesus has done this for you. He has done this for you because of his great love and his mercy for you. Paul says it nicely in our epistle this morning, and we close with these words. For he will keep you strong to the end, so that you will be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, you will be blameless indeed. Amen. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. Come quickly indeed. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God that surpasses all human understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.